Welcome to Entropy Illustrated, where we take a visual look at how things always wind down and die. That's my tiny little April Fools for you. It is April 1st, 2024. It is, of course, Awakening Plus, and we're doing New Earth Support Team tonight. Paula caught it. All right, so welcome, everybody. This is our free first Monday event where we help the Great Global Awakening. No fooling about that. And so glad you're here, whether you're a member or not. We all come together to support. So let me kind of give an overview of what we do. I know we always have some new folks here. So after this little intro, I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa, and I'm going to call the directions, and then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine beings of love and light, our allies, and make sure we're well-staffed with helpers. Then we're going to set up a safe, sacred container to make sure that all this good medicine is held comfortably in our space and that only good stuff gets in. Then I'm going to lead you in an embodied awakening invocation to make sure that you're as bright and shiny and conscious as you can be to be of service. And then we tell the allies to let it rip. And then our job gets easy. As humans, we just relax and things happen through us. We become surrogates for the collective, and some of us go into deep, sweet, awakened states. And we do that as assistance to others to help them do it more easily. Some of us will be given some more heavy energy to process through ourselves. And we're doing that to help clear for folks who can't do it for themselves yet. And it might be a little of both, and both those things can actually happen at the same time. Pretty amazing. So I can promise you this, even if you have to process some challenging stuff en route, everyone usually gets to a very sweet space in the end. And any stuff that needs to be cleared, the allies will do it for you, as I'll instruct you. You're going to be really passive, and whether you're moving into awakening or healing or whatever's happening, you're going to be really passive at the human level so that these beautiful divine beings can do stuff for you. That's kind of our way in Awakening Plus. We delegate the divine anything it can do better than we humans can, and we humans just chill out and enjoy. All right, so that's kind of how it plays. I'm going to take just a second and light my Mesa candle. So I just need a moment for that. And then we will get rolling. And if you're wondering what a Mesa is, it's an altar on the floor used in Peruvian and South American shamanism. And this candle is just not wanting to light. So you can see me, I'll show you I'm lighting a candle. We'll get it going, and then we'll have an official Mesa. There we go, flame. I use beeswax candles because they are actually good for you instead of putting out toxins, like other candles might. All right. Thanks for your patience on that. And as we start, I'd like to welcome everyone who's here. I'm seeing 50 people, 50, on the live call. So let me thank you for being here. Alicia, Alyssa, Angela, Aparajita, Arlene, Bevy, Brian, Carmen is here. We've also got Cass, Cheryl, Courtney, Cynthia, David, Debbie, Deepa. Hang on. We've also got EMC, Eric, Faye, James, Jamie, Janet, Jay, not to mention Jill, Judith, another Judith, Karen, Casey, Kathy, Kirk, Laura, Marie, Marla, Mary, Maxine, Mia, a lot of M's, Monica. We've also got Nanda, Nikki, Nicole, Paloma, Patricia, Paula, Sharon, Stephanie, several phone callers, and we are well stocked. We're at 51 now. Look out. So the more the merrier. The law of one says that each new person who adds an event doubles its power, like 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and on. So we're up at the thousands by now. Jay says it's his first time here. He says, thank you for your book. Much appreciated. Life is so much better now. I am so delighted to hear that, Jay. I'm glad you could make it. All right. So let's get down to business. We will be done by about 9 o'clock Eastern. So this event lasts about an hour. We will hang out a little bit after with Q&A, but that's optional. So the thing I request by your presence here, whether you're live or on the recording as a member, and by the way, recordings are only for members. Live events we do a couple of times for everyone, but if you want the replay, then you join Awakening Plus. You can try us for $1 and see what you think about it for a month and see if you like what we offer. Anyhow, So my request is that you be fully present while we're doing the process because you are co-creating the energy field. There are no spectators here, only participants. So live or on the recording, I do ask that you act like you're right here in the room with me, being fully present as you can. That'll help you and everyone else. And if you got to leave early, that is fine. Just ask the allies to kind of ease you out of the field and you can exit without causing a ripple if you need to. All right, we're going to get started here. So I invite you to take a moment and I'm going to assume with full attention you can close your eyes. Of course, keeping safe is always your top priority, but if you can, close your eyes and just take a moment to feel the sensation of your physical body overall. And then add awareness of your energy body. If you can feel that, the energetic awareness in or around your body. So that's your baseline. And as I call the directions and call the allies and set up the sacred container, just feel whatever is happening on its own. You might feel energy moving. If so, just feel it. If you can't feel energy moving, that is fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, you're passive and just feeling what you're feeling. Okay. Pachamama. Mamakia, Wiracocha, Inti, I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher consciousness, service to other, all this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. For all of us, we call my partner Spirit Song's higher self, Amma, the hugging saint. Again, all these are beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. And we humans, let's all just relax to absolute passivity and let the beautiful allies create the container for us. There we go. Thank you. All righty. Take a moment, humans, and see how you feel compared to when we first checked in. How does the body and energy body feel? Let's get your new baseline here. And now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. We're going to invite our higher self to come merge with our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's kind of like your physical body, the car. Your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat and your higher self's going to drive. Oh, but only with the ego's consent. If at any point the ego does not like the divine's driving, the ego is already behind the wheel, the divine has already stepped out. And everything's back like it was. So there's no risk. You can try it on and see if you like it. The benefits of embodied awakening, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure stuff out so much, your intuition works better and you just know what to do more easily. And there's also this full body euphoria. It's really nice. So, if you want to try that on, let's do it. You're going to say eight words to your higher self and then relax and let it come. This is safe. No one ever gets overwhelmed using any of our invocations. So, let's say some words to our higher self out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here come the eight words starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and please relax into absolute passivity. You feel energy doing stuff, just relax and let it do stuff. If you can't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Whatever it wants to do is perfect. It's kind of like you are a sponge at the human level and your higher self is water soaking in. The more passive your human part is, the better it works. So, when I say no effort, here's what I mean. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just relax and let it happen. At some point, you find yourself distracted, which means you're not focusing on the feeling of energy or breath anymore. You just relax back into feeling energy if you can, otherwise breath. And you can even fine-tune your effort level if you want. I call this the minimum effort game. Try dropping to, let's try this actually. Let's try dropping to no effort at all, zero effort. Just chill out completely. Whatever happens is fine. As always, when we go to zero, a lot of people pop right into embodied awakening because your higher self is just waiting for you to really relax so it could come in more fully. If it's zero, you still have awareness of energy or breath without even trying. Stay at zero. If you need to add a little bit of effort back to feel that, that's fine. Just don't add back any more effort than you actually need to feel that. It may be way less effort than you might have thought. I'm feeling a lot of you folks in embodied awakening now. And here's how you can tell if you're actually there. If you can check all four of these boxes, you're good. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. All this just holding itself. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. You're all the way there. Congratulations. If you're kind of partway there, congratulations. Any movement toward this, we applaud and welcome. Awakening is like a dimmer control, all kind of subtle variations. So even if you just moved a little bit in that direction, that's awesome. As you keep doing it, you'll go deeper. So we're going to leave just a moment longer to give anyone who needs a moment longer to get more deeply into embodied awakening a chance. If you're already there, just hang out and enjoy it. It's a really sweet feeling state. Lots of euphoria here. So just relax into it. It's not fireworks. It's a lot more chill than that, but it feels very peaceful. And my yawning is, as always, not from fatigue, but just yawning is one way to release heavy energy from the body. All right, that feels good. So you will probably go deeper into embodied awakening as we go forward. And by the way, don't ever assume that whatever embodied awakening you're in or any state is ever the ultimate. I've been on this path a long time, and my experience is that whatever state you're in can probably go deeper. You just can't imagine how it could, but when it does, you know. So I recommend never assuming you've hit the final ultimate level of anything in consciousness. There's a very good chance that there's more you just can't quite get to yet. All right. Allies, thank you for working with us. We come to serve the great global awakening, the new earth. And each of us is here because we want to help out. So, as always, allies, we ask that you make use of each of us in a way that serves the highest good of all, including those of us volunteering here as surrogates. So, if highest good is served by one of us or many of us having deeper spiritual awakening and bliss and ecstasy and euphoria, we welcome that. Bring it on. If it serves highest good for some of us to feel the heavy energy, the discomfort of others, and have it processed through us, we welcome that too, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We know in all cases, allies, you're not going to overwhelm anybody, not too much bliss, not too much discomfort. And as always, we trust you completely to do this properly. We know you're carefully monitoring each and every person here, whether they're doing this live or via the recording. And thank you for making sure each person gets the perfect experience for them, for their service, and for their personal benefit. Thank you, allies. And the energy is moving more strongly now. We humans have an easy job. We just relax and let stuff happen. I recommend just relaxing and feeling the body overall. And just be aware of any sensations that arise in the body. Try to set aside any preference about whether your moment's experience is more challenging or more ecstatic. You may get some of both here. It's good either way. If it's ecstasy, obviously that feels good. And if it's more challenging, then heavy energy is being cleared. And once that gets processed, you're going to get access to a higher, sweeter level of consciousness than you had before. So any challenge processing will be abundantly rewarded. Certainly by the time we're near the end of this call. So that's all you got to do. Just relax, feel the energy moving. If you don't have that feeling a capacity, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control. Just feel whatever the breath is doing. Thoughts and images may be in the field, and that's fine, but please don't focus on them. Let them be in the background. But please place your attention on sensation. What are you feeling in your body or in your energy bodies? And don't mess with it. Just let it be exactly as it is. These allies, as I mentioned earlier, they do this stuff way better than any human ever could. So let them run the show. And you and all the folks on Earth will get significant benefit from it. So that's how it plays. Relax. As the third Chinese patriarch of Zen famously said, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. Now, if heavy energy gets processed through you, your body may shake like mine is. It might vibrate, it might tremble. That's all fine. If the body wants to cry or make sound or make large motions to move energy through, all that's fine. I recommend letting any of that happen that wants to, if the body spontaneously wants to do it. It may also be still and silent, and that's fine too. On the recording, as always, the recorded experience is just as potent as the live one. So I'm talking to you on the recording every time I give an instruction as well. All right. They're calling for some music. So I'll sing a little bit here. This is a song used in ayahuasca ceremonies, and I found they're also quite effective for our work. Keep your attention primarily on what you're feeling and let the music support you from the background. Any songs I do are not for entertainment, they are to move energy in specific ways. Chirik 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 sanango 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 la da day 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 la da 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 day day la da 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 day Chirik 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 sanango 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 La da day 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 la da 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 day day la da 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 day. Chirik 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 sanango sanango sanango. The allies are moving a lot of strong energy through us. Thank you, beautiful divine helpers. As I mentioned earlier, if you feel heavy energy moving through your body, just let it move. Don't help. Just relax and feel how the allies are moving it through you and making sure it passes through neat and clean and not leaving any residue behind. If you're in a more blissful or ecstatic state, don't get attached. There's always a better state beyond the one you're in. And by staying unattached, it's easier for them to move you to that even sweeter level when the time is right. I have a simple routine practice when I do inner work. I release everything I am and everything I've ever been that no longer serves highest good, so I can make space for the new and improved me coming up. Ooh. Feeling some very strong and sweet energy vibrating in my body. My guess is some of y'all are feeling that too. It's clean up energy. Remember, we're on Earth too. We humans, so we're getting a cleaning along with everyone else, even if we're up here serving at the same time. All right, another song coming up. This one is not quite as upbeat, but it's prettier. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari shamu ayahuasca suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari shamu ya di 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 apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chacrunita summa kunai di di Mantai kunai kayari shamu ya Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Yahe suma kunai didi. Shamu ya di 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 ya he suma kunai di mantai kunai kayari shamu ya di 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 apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora En las montañas de Ollantaytambo. Señor Huachuma, suma kunairi. Montay kunai kayari. Shanu ya di 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 di. Señor Huachuma, suma kunairi. Montay kunai kayari. Shanu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Shining Rock, suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayadi. Shambu ya di 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 di. Shining Rock, suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayadi. Shambu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appalachians, suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shambu ya di 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 di. Appalachian, suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shambu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Boa, boa, suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shanu ya di 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 di. Boa, boa, suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shambu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Otorango suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shambu ya di 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 di. Otorango suma kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shambu ya di 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 di. Shambu ya di 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 di. Shambu ya di 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 di. as before. If your body wants to shake or do any of the other stuff I talked about, just let it. That's usually heavy energy moving through. As a reminder, each of us is acting as a surrogate for many other people on Earth. Whatever we're experiencing, whether it's challenging or ecstatic, is helping others go to similar levels, or we're helping them clear heavy energy. So just let it move. You don't have to understand it or know anything about it. When doing this kind of work, the less thinking, the better. Thoughts and images can hang out in the background, but that's not where we focus. We focus on feeling, which is sufficient to move it through, even if you have no clue at all what it is. Totally not required for this work. Ooh, the energy just shifted into a really sweet vibration. I hope you felt that. Magically, we all come together, even if some people are doing it from the recording. We all get to magically work as a team beyond time and space. And of course, it ain't just us Awakening Plus folks here. There are a vast number of beings all around the planet, in it, on it, under it, everywhere. And there's a massive crew of light workers helping to raise the planetary vibration, and we're just a small drop in that big ocean, but they still appreciate us very much for showing up and doing the good work. Or you might say, letting the good work be done through us. We humans are mostly just chillaxing and letting stuff happen. Yeah, the energy is getting very sweet. Just enjoy that if you're feeling that. If your experience is not what I'm describing, just relax and let it be exactly what it is. All righty, I'm starting to feel some embodiment happening. So if you notice that you're starting to feel a bit more present in your physical body, they're easing us in. And as always, they're bringing in this beautiful vibration that we've been holding. And upgrading the body to a higher new normal of consciousness. So just let them do what they're doing here. Again, you don't have to understand it from your ego because you're not doing it. You're just not getting in the way. Most of what these divine helpers do is so far beyond what any human brain could comprehend. It's just crazy. So just, you can feel stuff. You can perceive it happening in various ways. Just let whatever your awareness is be enough. I learned a while back not to try to break my brain understanding all this. I just relax and go with it. I'm really feeling all of our beautiful energy going over to Earth. Allies, we'd love to spread the wealth even further, so please transmit this good medicine to all beings anywhere in the universe who would benefit from it. Thank you. Well, we got rays going off in every which direction. There's plenty of power to spare because this energy does, after all, come from eternal, infinite source. The allies are spreading that energy around beautifully. We've got to, humans have, all we need to do is just feel it if we can, or just rest in whatever we do feel, or feel the breath come and go if feeling's not available. The energy just got sweeter again. And some of us who have the capacity are feeling a vast expansion beyond Earth. And depending on how much consciousness capacity you have, you may be way out there where they're spreading the good energy out into the universe. And of course, the allies have infinite supply to draw on, so there's more than enough to share. As long as we're blessed even more when we share it, we end up with more, not less. All right, feels like that's done, and a little bit in sweeter frequencies coming into our physical bodies. So just notice that the best you can. That feels pretty buttoned up. Thank you, allies. So grateful for this beautiful energy, this transformation. The service opportunity. Anything further, allies, for highest good before we close? Yeah, there's a little tiny bonus here. So everyone just relax, be passive. A kind of cherry on top kind of energy is coming in. Let that Find a little subtle modification to happen here. Wow, strong. So, see how you feel? Compare it to the last time we checked in. See if it doesn't feel different now. I'm feeling much more luminous, much more euphoric. Yeah, beautiful. Well done, everybody. Looks like we're closing the formal process a little before the hour. That's fine. Sometimes we get real efficient that way. All right, so I'm going to wrap up the Mesa. Pachamama. Mama Kiya. Wirakocha. Inti Thank you, Ally, for this lovely experience. Beautiful allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you who've been working with anyone on this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Right, that's the formal closing. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you're invited to check it out at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. We do two freebie events every month. I think this month we got like 13 other events for members only. Wide variety of events that I mentioned when I sent out that email around the beginning of each month. Go into much greater detail on astroshaman.com on the post for that month's Awakening Plus events. So many members have been with us for years because they're getting tremendous support for their accelerated healing and awakening and divine service. And they say, man, we just go faster. With the things that are important to them. So check it out if you're interested. There's a whole lot more than just these two free events every month. Again, awakeningplus.com. All right. Let us go ahead and open this up for feedback. Anyone who cares to ask or speak or share what their experience was. Let me double check. Yeah. Unmuting is now permitted. If you're on the live call, feel free to just unmute yourself and talk. Please don't just raise your hand, just talk. Or if you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. So any feedback, any questions are completely welcome, whether you're a member or even not. You're here, you're welcome to share. And sometimes, no, people don't just jump in right away, but you can feel the sweet extra energy. The allies always hang around after we dismiss them, and they just give us sweet energy. Let's see who wrote this. Nikki says, wowzers, wonderful pulsing energy throughout. Thank you. And Marie, hi.
Hi, thank you so much. The energy was just so blessed, and I'm just amazed. Thank you so much for bringing in Shiva and all the archangels, and
Yeah.
that was just wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, remember you brought some of your own sweet energy, so Give yourself a little pat on the back for helping bring that energy to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, we got some more typing here. Jay says, "That was amazing. Don't have the words." Thank you. Glad you had a good first time experience there, Jay. Courtney says, "Awesome. I felt ripples twice." Apanagita says, "The song were like lullabies. So beautiful. Thank you so much." And Marie, was there something else you wanted to share?
I'm trying to find the unmute. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I'll mute you. I got you. The tech can be a little tricky. All right. Anyone else with a question or comment or anything they'd like to share with us? And if you're not a member yet, this is one of our gentler events, actually, but some of them get really intense and really stir up that heavy stuff so you can move it quicker. And others are even more gentle than this. So we always offer a wide variety of flavors of events so you can get the kind of thing you need. And the archive, oh my gosh, over 650 events in there. Each one as powerful as the live event it would originally recorded from. So three major courses. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in Awakening Plus. You can literally check it out for $1. Try for a whole month as a full member and then see if you want to stick around. All right. Let me see who this is. I only get the type's really big. I'm not getting the, oh, it's Angela. Okay. She says, "I felt like I was floating on a current of energy." Sweet. Me too. And Judith says, "Thank you as always. I am retired and so appreciate being able to attend your free events. Namaste. The energy tonight was luscious." And then Jill says, "Great gratitude. Thank you." Thank you, Jill. Like that might be her first time here as well. I love it when new people come. I like it when experienced people come back. I just appreciate you being here. Anybody else with a question or comment? Aparajita says, "Can you throw some light on the upcoming solar eclipse?" In fact, I already did. The best way is just to go to astroshaman.com, my main website, and go down to the very bottom where you'll see my forecast link. It'll be kind of a reddish black eclipse with an Aries symbol on it. And I go into detail on the solar eclipse. And it's probably better just to go there. I might remember some of it here, but I painstakingly worked it out there. So just go to astroshaman.com and yeah, go to the bottom of the page and click that Aries looking red symbol, and you can read in detail what I wrote about the eclipse. I do remember one thing though. The sun and moon are exactly conjunct the planet Chiron. I mean, literally to the degree and minute. It is a super tight triple conjunction of the three, and Chiron is a really incredible energy for healing and shadow work. And also you stepping out as a healer or wisdom giver yourself. So I can't remember the last time I saw an eclipse with a just exact conjunction to the sun and moon of another planet. So big, big Chiron energy is the main event of the eclipse. And that's all I'll say about that for now. Anyone else with a question or comment? Okay, while we're waiting, I'll see if I can't find the exact link to that post and just stick it in the chat here for those who are on the live call. Just give me a sec to get up to it. Yeah, I'm going to put that in the chat. Yeah, so there's the link to the forecast, and the eclipse is on April 8th. And also, it talks about the Mercury retrograde that just started like 2 or 3 hours ago. So I think things went pretty smoothly, even though Mercury is retrograde. So divine juju can cut through a lot of stuff. All right, anyone else with a question or comment before we close it down for the night? Our next public event will be, I think, a couple of Mondays from now, and that's a brand new one we've never done before. It just basically invites you to your highest divine consciousness that you can hold. So, should be a sweet one. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for being here, whether you're a member or not. Again, remember, archive recordings are only for members, and you can become a member for one little dollar for a month and check it out. Listen to over 650 other events. And just a wealth of stuff to support your healing and awakening journey if you're interested in that. So thank you. Jay says, much gratitude, blessings to all. Right back at you, Jay, and to all of you. Jamie says, thank you. So I feel your love, feel your gratitude. It's coming back to you from me. And so grateful you've showed up here. Thanks again. And goodbye for now.